Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this update of the Flexi application, the keyboarding pattern recognition application for your iOS device. And since the last Flexi demonstration, there has been several improvements to the Flexi application. However, I won't be going through all the new features in the new Flexi application as of this recording. I will be highlighting the major changes to the software. Before we get into the demonstration proper, I should point out now that with the new version of Flexi, you can download a free version of Flexi if you don't already own it and practice using the app using the pattern recognition keyboard. If you then want to then purchase the application, you can do it from within the Flexi app and you'll be redirected to an in-app purchase on the App Store to purchase the full version. The main difference being with the free version, you can just practice typing on the Flexi keyboard, but you won't have any other functions to access besides the purchase button. And of course, with the full version, you can copy and paste your text to the clipboard, you can send a message, an email, a tweet, etc. Let me first of all say that my iPhone 4S is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, I'm starting from the home screen on my iPhone where the Flexi application is installed. And of course, we know with VoiceOver that we can do a one finger flick left or right on the screen to find the application, or I can drag my finger around to find the application. Once I've found it, I then can do a one finger double tap with VoiceOver, of course, to run the application. So I'll do that now. I'm just going to touch my screen.
Flexi. Loading. 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 Flexi is ready.
Okay, now Flexi is loaded and it said it's ready. Now the first really exciting new feature is the fact that I no longer have to turn VoiceOver off. So no more triple click home to turn it off. If I just touch the bottom of the screen.
Activate keyboard with a single tap before typing.
Okay, my keyboard's now ready to start typing. You heard the little click. So if I just type in hello on the pattern keyboard, H-E-L-L-O, one finger flick to the right.
Hello.
Okay, I can start typing straight away with Flexi. The next thing that has been added to the new Flexi application as of the last demonstration is the fact that you no longer have to use the rotor to access symbols or your number pad. So if I wanted to use symbols now, for example, if I touch the screen to find a letter on the keyboard.
F.
Can I drag my finger up the screen?
T. Tango. Dollar.
Okay, there's dollar. Drag my finger over to the right.
Left parenthesis. Colon.
Okay, so let's say, for example, I want to use a group that's similar to the one that I've just heard. So let me just slide back over to the left on the screen. I've still got my finger on the screen.
Left parenthesis.
Okay, I'm going to choose that by taking my finger off the screen.
Left parenthesis.
One finger flick to the right to use it. Now if I do one finger flick down.
Right parenthesis.
Right parenthesis.
Left bracket.
Left bracket.
Right bracket.
And so on. So now I could actually use that particular punctuation. And of course, I could then now just start typing my next word, for example, to keep going. In the usual way, I can now do a one finger flick to the left.
Deleted.
To get rid of that punctuation symbol. Now, as far as numbers go, down the bottom left-hand side of my screen on the left-hand side is the toggle to switch between letters and number mode. So again, if I touch my screen,
G,
there's G. Golf. I'm going to go down to the left diagonal to get to the bottom of the
Flexi.
Side of the screen.
X, Z, Z, numbers.
Okay, there's numbers. If I take my finger off.
Numbers.
I've now activated the numbers keyboard. If I touch the middle of the screen now, down towards the bottom where the keyboard is.
Five.
Okay, there's five. Come down.
Eight.
There's eight. Go up.
Five. Two.
There's two, and so on. So if I want to go back to letters, go down to the bottom left-hand
Four,
side
seven.
Corner.
Letters.
There's letters. Tap my finger up.
Letters.
And I'm back on letters. So if I just type in the word, and we've already got hello, so I'm going to type in the word world.
World.
Okay, so I should just have hello world there. Now, as normal to put a punctuation mark in before. We could do a one finger flick to the right.
Period.
And there's our period. But we also have other symbols in that list now. So if I do one finger flick down as before.
Comma.
There's comma that was there before. Okay, one finger flick down again.
Question mark.
There's question mark as usual.
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark.
Apostrophe S.
And now I've got an apostrophe now, which is actually very handy. One finger flick down again, of course.
Colon.
Colon's still there.
Semicolon.
And semicolon's still there. So I'm going to do one finger flick back up to get to period so I can use it.
Colon, apostrophe, exclamation, question mark, comma, period.
Okay, and I'm ready to type my next word. With the previous version of the software, you could do a one finger flick to the right or swipe to the right and hold to put a new line in. However, if you don't want to use that function, a new function is touch the screen again.
H. Hotel.
Down to the bottom right-hand side corner.
New line.
And there's new lines. If I take my finger off, I've just put a new line in. So basically, on the bottom left and right of your on-screen keyboard, on the bottom left-hand side in the corner, you've got the letters and number toggle. And on the right-hand side, you've got the new line button now. Another new feature in Flexi, of course, is to not only add words to your dictionary, but to also delete words from your dictionary. Now, of course, adding words manually to your dictionary is still there, but we've got an added function now. So when you finish typing in a word, you do one finger flick to the right to say that you want to use that word. One finger flick up will add the word to the dictionary, and if you type in the word again and do another one finger flick up, that will remove that word from the dictionary. And because it now saves that dictionary to your iCloud, other Flexi apps running on your other iOS devices will use the same dictionary, so you'll always be up to date with syncing. Another feature that they've done in the new Flexi application is to update the new way that the menu appears. So if I touch and hold my finger on the top of the screen now.
Hello world.
Okay, I now get the what I've just typed in read back to me. So if I use my normal voiceover rotor, so two finger rotate on the screen.
Lines. Words.
So one finger flick down.
Hello world.
Okay, I can read it word by word, so one finger flick back up.
World. Hotel.
Now the rest of the menu now, if I just do one finger flick to the right.
Copy clear button.
We've got copy clear, which is the default button now that you can just double tap on to copy the clipboard and clear it. One finger flick to the right.
Send to. Send 0421.
And that's one of my favourites that I've already had in there already. And of course, it's done in settings Flexi. One finger flick to the right.
Email button.
Email.
Message.
Message.
Button. Tweet. Button.
Tweet.
Instructions.
Instructions.
Button. Feedback. Button.
Feedback.
Export dictionary.
Export
button.
Dictionary.
Flexi on Twitter.
Flexi
button.
On Twitter.
Flexi on the web.
Flexi
button.
On the web.
Cancel. Button.
And the cancel button down the bottom of the menu. The nice thing about that instructions button now is that the instructions actually stay inside the application. They don't go out to an external website. It's built into the application and normally suggests now that you navigate those new instructions, of course, like you do on the web, by rotating to header and do a one finger flick up and down to take you through the instructions. Now there's a few more options in settings that have been added to Flexi, and I'll just go and show them to you quickly before I finish this demonstration. So I'm going to press the home button to come back out of Flexi itself.
Flexi.
Okay, let me go to my settings icon on my main home screen.
Settings.
One finger double tap.
Settings.
Now I'm just going to flick through with one finger to get down the Flexi quickly.
Personal. Car. Do not. No. Gen. Sound. Bright. Pro. I. Clock. Ma. No. Rem. F. Ma. Fat. Ma. Saf. I. Mute. Video. Phone. I. I. To. Tweet. Fa. A. B. A. B. Ip. B. Drop. Flexi. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap to open.
Flexi. Settings. Back button.
Okay, and I'll just show you a few of the new options in Flexi, but we'll go through the whole lot quickly anyway.
Flexi. Favorites. 04.
Yeah, that's my favorite phone number that I can send an SMS to straight away, to a message. So one finger flick to the right.
Separate multiple favorites with commas can be a mix of numbers and your phone number.
Okay, 0.
Your email address.
My email address.
Force landscape. Off.
Okay, force landscape was there before, so you can force the landscape mode.
Spell words. Off.
Spell words is actually a very nice function to turn on, because I find that if I'm in a noisy area and I haven't quite heard the word, it's also going to spell it back to me when I pause, when I'm finished typing that particular word, and do a one finger flick to the right. So that's quite handy.
Raise to speak, off.
Raise to speak, i.e. the proximity sensor for when you raise it to your face or wave your hand over the proximity sensor to get to read back to you. That's now off by default. One finger flick to the right.
Email, heading.
One finger flick to the right again.
Include subject in body, on.
Okay, so you can include subject in body, which is actually quite handy to do. One finger flick to the right.
Signature, typed with Flexi, text field.
Okay, that's your signature. Currently it says type with Flexi, and you can change that. One finger flick to the right.
About, heading.
And then about.
Version, IS build 78.378.210.
Okay, one more flick to the right, of course. We'll end up with the beep to say there's no more there. Press the home button to come
settings.
Out of Flexi. So the big changes to Flexi is really the fact that you don't need to turn VoiceOver off anymore. It now uses direct touch. You don't have to use the rotor to rotate around to symbols mode to get to more advanced symbols. That's the top of your on-screen keyboard. You can access the number pad directly. Again, not via the rotor. And there's a second option that you can use now to do a new line. So rather than doing it dragging and hold with one finger to the right, you can do the bottom right-hand side of the on-screen keyboard and select the new line control. And of course, the fact now to get to the menu, it's now a one finger touch and hold on the top of the screen that will also read out to you what you've currently typed in, plus allow you to access the menus. And of course, the menus have now been reorganized with the copy and paste at the top of the screen to allow you to access that option quickly. So that concludes this updated demonstration of the Flexi software. I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.